So my inclination here, now that we've done an array of rhythms, is to trade 12s. And what that means is I play rhythm for 12 and you solo.
Okay.
And then we switch roles on the next 12 bars.
Okay.
And what happens is it helps your rhythm because all these things are related. The rhythm is related to form, the form of the tune. And another thing it does is it'll force you to keep track of where you are while you're soloing. That's another thing with backing tracks. You know, if you know the backing tracks in A minor, then you just put the darn thing on and who cares? You just solo in A minor. You don't have to pay attention to where you are in the form,
right.
You know.
Right.
But in this case, you will, and it'll help your rhythm. It'll help your transition from the soloing into rhythm. Let's do it without... let's do it with the backing track first. Because it'll keep us locked in. So who's soloing first, me or you?
You.
All right. And you who are listening, do whatever Dan is doing now. So I'm going to start off soloing, so you're going to start off comping. And after 12 bars, you're going to switch to lead. The trouble with this little device here is it doesn't always start it exactly when I press it. There's like a time delay, but here we go. 1, 2, 3... Awesome job. See what I mean? It helps keep your rhythmic awareness. Well done today.